Tuesday with Tracy Lang on KFM 94.5.
And this morning, I'm chatting to Ambassador for FEDASA and accessibility consultant for the hospitality industry, Taryn Tomlinson, because we are looking at inclusive traveling. Taryn, welcome to KFM and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, good morning, Tracy, and to all the listeners. And thank you so much for having me on again. It's lovely to chat with you, as always.
As always, it's also fantastic to be speaking to you about accessibility, especially. We are now in Tourism Month. And when we are saying that you're an accessibility consultant for the hospitality industry, what does that mean?
So basically, I help the hospitality industry, starting with hotels and also, you know, restaurants, et cetera, and public spaces, to make sure that the products and services being offered to people with disabilities meets the international standards and that they are being thought through because, you know, being in this industry and being someone who lives with a disability, those are some of the things that I started to notice, that even though a lot of the times we have these products and services there, they're not really being thought through, making what is supposed to be an accessible product or service or destination inaccessible to the person that actually needs it.
And you would know this really well. You mentioned that you suffer from a disability. You've had rheumatoid arthritis that has left you in a wheelchair.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, I firsthand, you know, discovered what it was like going from someone who was fully able to then finding myself in a world that is by and large not equipped for people, for me and for other people with disabilities. You know, it's something as small as a step. It's what you don't realize when you are fully able to be able to move around. When you are in a position where you aren't able to use your legs or have full mobility function, you realize how every small thing matters.
Which are some of the places, especially hotels here in Cape Town, that work really well, which are incredibly accessible to those who suffer from a disability?
I would definitely say number one on my list would have to be the Radisson Red on the waterfront, the new silo. They've got an amazing disability service that they've really, really thought through. But one can also understand they're a very new hotel. They've just been built. So they built it, you know, correctly, as where unfortunately a lot of other places are structures that have been built in the past and they have architectural barriers, etc. But then there's also the President Hotel out in Bantry Bay. The Radisson Group, in it, by and large, does a lot for people with disabilities and making sure that their products and services are inclusive for those with disabilities.
Excellent.
But I'd say, definitely the Radisson Group.
Now, Taryn, if we want to find out more about you and want to get in contact with you, how do we do that?
Right. People can find me on Facebook. I'm under Taryn Tomlinson Coaching. That's my Facebook page. And there's also, you can contact me on 0789-261232 or TarynTomlinson@gmail.com.
That's a Taryn. That's TARRYN. Tomlinson Coaching on Facebook, TARRYNTOM@gmail.com. There you have it, Taryn Tomlinson, Ambassador for FEDASA and Accessibility Consultant for the hospitality industry.